SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
Find something you love, you never really work a day of your life, right? We're talking about finding true fulfillment in our career field where it's more than just a job. We're talking about that with author and entrepreneur Pierce Brantley today at SOS Radio. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
It's interesting. When we grow up, we sort of think about that American dream, right? Especially with this 4th of July season. It's like the American dream, owning a home, the love and justice, the pursuit of happiness, liberty, all of these values that we think about as Americans. And then we grow up and you go into a job and half of America hates what they do for 40, 50, 60 hours a week.
Oh my goodness. I think you nailed it. I mean, that's the kind of the dichotomy, isn't it? You end up in a job, in a situation, in a place in life you never would have expected. And you kind of look out and one day you go, how did I end up here? And is this really what God wants me to do with my life? The situation most of us find ourselves in at some point in life.
Now, Pierce, you've worked in the business world. You've worked with Fortune 500 companies. You're an entrepreneur yourself. And you've worked in the PR world. And you've worked in the public relations world. And what have you learned about finding meaning in your work?
You know what's so interesting about that is, you know, I have had a lot of fun opportunities over the years to partner with God on some really big things. I learned all this stuff out in the boondocks, out in East Texas as a young kid. But I grew up, you know, out in a barn, actually. You can imagine a red pole barn. Believe it or not, that was my living situation, which is pretty crazy. But, you know, in my early life, a lot of my jobs were things like mowing lawns, yard work, demolition, that kind of stuff. And it was through those kind of homegrown principles and, you know, the kind of the mundane type things that, you know, I begin to learn that all work has meaning, you know, regardless of what it looks like. And that's a really encouraging thing because oftentimes I think, you know, we look for mountaintop moments, you know, kind of a time in life when God would download something and then we'll kind of ride up under the sunset and everything will be hunky-dory. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, we've been called from the moment that we come to know God. And then from then on out, you know, he gives us opportunity to partner with him in any kind of work we're doing, which is just really, really good news.
You can find your calling in the work you're doing, and you're already there. You just don't realize it sometimes. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking with Pierce Brantley today on SOS. And we're talking about our calling. We're talking about our purpose. We're talking about how that plays out in our day-to-day job. But Pierce, it's funny how most people think of work as just a means to make money, to enjoy the rest of their life, or to provide for their families. But work was actually something that was created by God and was blessed by God.
It was, and it is. You're right. You know, I think oftentimes the discontentment that we can feel in our work comes from, whether we even mean to or not, sort of segregating our God time and our work time. We do tend to have this tendency to think, you know, if I work hard and I earn a paycheck and I do well by my families, well, then, you know, the job is done. But so often that leaves us feeling discontent, and that discontentment is actually a good thing. I may not feel good, but it kind of leads us to remember that God does actually have more for us, and he wants us to step into that. And as we begin to kind of steward, you know, the day-to-day stuff, that is when a calling begins to be unlocked, and that's when you begin to step into more and more fulfilling work before you even know it.
Now, Pierce, what do you suggest for those guys that are listening that are in a job where it's a grind and it just drains them, but it is a good living for them and it provides for their family, but they just feel like they don't even have like the ability to focus on pulling out of that to find in true purpose?
Man, I love that question. And, you know, I've been there before. We could spend the rest of the show talking about this. You know, the first thing I just like to say is that, you know, God sees where you're at and he loves you and he understands it. And, you know, you haven't done badly by him. So he wants you to come to him with that problem. I remember, you know, a job I had here a few years back before I was doing anything like this. It was a really good job, technically speaking. You know, it paid well and it was a high position, but I was extremely discontent with the job. And I really felt like I wasn't going anywhere with it. And, you know, the people and sometimes were hard to work with. And I kind of had to work through that. And I remember the Lord encouraging me, we talk about this in the book, to stay. I felt it very strongly during some prayer time. And I absolutely didn't want to. And he gave me a confirmation that I was supposed to. And, you know, he used that season to prepare me for more and more great work. So oftentimes, you know, the best thing we can do is, you know, put it before the Lord. He cares about this type of stuff and say, you know what? God, I don't necessarily fulfilled in this, and, you know, I don't necessarily even enjoy it. You know, what do you have to say about that? Because the reality is that God is working all things to the good, especially our work, and he wants to be in our work, and he wants to give us new things to do, and he will. He has secret missions all hidden for us all around our day-to-day jobs, but we have to begin to kind of partner with him to see them.
We're talking about how we can awaken the purpose behind our work, and we're talking about calling and joy with Pierce Brantley today at SWS Radio. He's an author, and he's an entrepreneur. A lot of times when you grow up, you look at the future. You dream about your wife and your two kids and your dog, and you think about your college years and all of those fun times. But when you get into a career, a lot of times you do things and you make decisions based on money. And a lot of families find themselves in that place where they're chasing the dollar. And it's like the vicious cycle. They realize it's not real rewarding. They realize they don't feel a whole lot of passion behind it. But how do you reset, Pierce, when you feel like, okay, the money's there, but the passion's not, and you don't want to chase money anymore?
Man, oh, I love that question. I've been caught with that question before as well. So I'll break it down real quick. Basically, we talk about all these words in different ways. We've got purpose, we got fulfillment, we have calling. What do all these things mean? Well, you know, our purpose in life is to know and to be known by God. Our fulfillment comes from whether or not we feel that purpose and that connection to God during our work, during the day. And then our calling is an extension beyond that. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to earn a good living. There's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to provide for your family. I'd say those are good things, actually. In the book, we talk about two concepts, hard work and good work. Who hasn't been told, hey, you need to work hard. You need to put, you know, your head down and put, you know, just put your shoulders into it and just stop complaining and get to work, right? That's all good. And that's all fine. If we want to reset, though, if we want to kind of reposition our hearts and our minds towards calling, it doesn't necessarily forego hard work or forego earning, though for some it may. What it means is that we have to actually start doing good work. And I'll tell you what, you can work hard all day. You can put in a solid 8 hours, 16 hours, 20 hours a day. I don't care how many hours you're working. You could have earned your paycheck with full integrity. But there's something else in the Bible that we talk about called good work. And good work is partnering with God during the day to do the things of God, to build the kingdom, to be about the kingdom. And we can do that in anything. We can do that in absolutely anything. But that's what we have to do, is pursue good work, which we talk about in great detail.
We're talking about awakening to real purpose when we're dealing with work, when we're spending 40, 50, 60 hours a week at a job, and you want to find joy. We're talking with author and entrepreneur Pierce Brantley today at SWS Radio, and it's interesting because you have a job, but you can awaken things in that job to find purpose regardless of where you are, huh?
Yeah, you can. We talk about this concept of anointing. Anointing is one of these kind of crazy church words that, you know, you're on the fringes sometime, but you actually have skill sets that have been given to you by God that can get unlocked to do really, really cool things. Talk about, you know, some characters in the Bible who you wouldn't believe it. The Bible talks about normal guys that were anointed for doing things like craftsmanship, for metalworking, for building, for construction, for some of the creative arts. And guys that were anointed for leadership, you know, soft skills, being able to take care of people, being able to lead people down a good path. And, you know, that's a great, I find that super, super encouraging because, yeah. You know, so often we think, you know, well, the things of God are meant for those guys that are on stages or those guys that, you know, have really large followings. And really the only difference between anyone who desires to have a calling and those people that we kind of admire, it isn't the calling. It isn't the anointing. You're called and you're anointed now. If you're a son of God, congratulations. The difference is stepping into those things and living them out. So I think that's great news. It's great news for me anyway.
We're talking about finding your calling in the work that you're already doing with author and entrepreneur Pierce Brantley today at SWS Radio. It's interesting for a lot of people. Maybe you work at a store, you sell insurance, you teach, and you think like, okay, I'm doing a job and I'm told to kind of check my faith at the door. You know, I could be a Christian, but I'm not supposed to talk about that at the office. Or you think, oh, maybe I need to go work at a church or a Christian ministry in order to share my faith. But you don't have to do that. It's possible to find meaningful connection to God and with people, regardless of where you're at.
It is, yeah. I was talking to a close friend of mine here the other day, and he had, you were talking about a career shift, man. He went from full-time ministry, over 10 years of full-time ministry, to a burger flipping joint. And man, I don't have to tell you, he felt a little bit discouraged. And, you know, he told me, he goes, Pierce, he said, I don't know what to do with this. I haven't had a career. And he really had made a true, quote-unquote, career out of ministry. That's all he'd known his entire waking life. He's like, I just feel super discouraged. Here I am, you know, doing this restaurant job. And, you know, what am I supposed to do with myself? He was depressed. He was even worried about what his family would think of him, which he didn't have to. But, you know, it was a genuine concern for him. I'll call him Bill. I said, Bill, I said, let me ask you something. I said, how many people do you see in the morning during, you know, rush time? And he goes, I don't know, maybe 70 an hour. And I said, 70 an hour? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah. I said, so you're telling me you have 70 opportunities to encourage, to pray over, to speak life, to show the love of Jesus to people every single hour? I said, that's more opportunity than a pastor of a megachurch has hour to hour during the week. You got a ton of opportunity. And so often, the opportunity that is in front of us to share, you know, the love of God for people and to live out, you know, a life that kind of overflows with that kind of ministry aspect has nothing to do with the opportunity. The opportunity is with us anywhere we go. It's a shift of perspective and the willingness to kind of step out into it to unlock that new kind of work.
We're talking about how we can actually have the mind of Jesus in our work with Pierce Brantley today at SOS. He's an author and entrepreneur. Pierce, in your new book, Calling, you say, God's drawn all people to himself, and that's including you. I mean, he talks all about it in the Gospel of John, but as you recognize his call, your ambitions become clear. If you reflect on what it means to have the mind of Christ, you get a breakthrough.
Yes, we do get a breakthrough. The Bible talks about having the mind of Christ, which is, he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and self-discipline. You want to know whether or not you have the mind of Christ? It's whether you're living from a position of power, of love, and of self-discipline. And those words are really familiar to us on the job, which is really interesting, but we don't really think about it that way. And so if we begin to ask the Lord for that clear thinking, we'll begin to see it throughout all of our work. And so that's when, you know, the mundane really begins to not look that way. It begins to have the joy of the Lord on it. It begins to have fruit of the Spirit on it, which is what we're really looking for there. And that's a great thing. There's no task. It could be spreadsheets, ditch digging, laying pipe. I don't care what it is. If you are willing to give it to the Lord and prayerfully do it as unto the Lord, not as unto men, and that man includes yourself, you know, then you are going to begin to see really, really good things that you wouldn't have otherwise seen come from it.
When you long for a higher purpose, but you feel like you settle for a job, oh, how do you reset? We're talking with entrepreneur and author Pierce Brantley today at SWS Radio. Pierce, how would you encourage people who feel like they've just completely missed out on their dream vocation and find themselves at a crossroads just saying, like, was this what my life was supposed to be? I'm doing the same job in the same industry, and it's just been a grind for decades, and I feel like I missed out on my dream.
Man, I understand that feeling. I remember once I came to that crossroads myself. I was in my early 20s, and I just, life had come to a standstill, and I had to get on my face in a quiet place, and I had to say, Lord, you put a certain desire in my heart to do some certain things, and I haven't seen it. And so I'm either going to need you to guide me in that, or I'm going to need you to take the desire away because, you know, this is torture. And so I was as honest as I could be with the Lord. And sure enough, within about 2 years, my life took a radical shift in that direction. And so the first thing I would encourage you is there isn't a guarantee from the Lord necessarily that every dream or ambition we have, you know, is going to be fulfilled, because we do have to check those. We have to check our hearts, you know, in front of the King, in front of the CEO of heaven, so to speak, himself. But what the good news is that most of desires, good desires, godly desires are planted in God himself in our lives. And so if you have a desire to go and do something, put it before the Lord. He wants to know about it. There's a good chance he planted it in you, and God doesn't plant dead seeds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God doesn't plant dead fruit trees. He has planted something in your heart, and it is his desire to will and to do his good purpose through you. The Bible talks about over and over again that he's predestined good works in advance to do, and he wants to see those fulfilled in our lives, and he will fulfill them in your lives. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, your listeners, that, you know, I'm praying for each one of them. They feel in that position. I don't want you to be discouraged, because God does have new work for you to do. He's excited for you to step into it.
We're talking with Pierce Brantley today at SOS Radio, and he has a new book. It's called Calling, Awaken to the Purpose of Your Work. Thanks for checking in with us today, Pierce.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.